My daughter called me yesterday, not to wish me happy Easter, although she probably said that at some point in the conversation. She's excited because in the place where she lives in Colorado, you can raise chickens. Only four. You can only have four chickens. No roosters, just four chickens. Yesterday, she was going to pick up baby chicks. She said, there's nothing cuter than baby chicks at Easter. But then she went on to tell me, also, this family that I babysit for, they're having a hard day and one of the kids is just not behaving right. So I'm going to go over there and I'm going to hold the baby and the toddler is not feeling right. It's going to see the baby and the chicks, and there's nothing cuter than a baby and chicks at Easter. I said, of course, that's right. There's nothing cuter than that. Easter is babies and chicks and eggs and breakfasts and bunnies and celebrations and laughter. And sometimes it's just too much. Sometimes you're overwhelmed, and you know, it happens at the worst times. It's overwhelming. In whatever time it is, this overwhelming desire to cry. Maybe it's in scary situations. Maybe it's in situations where it's just fraught with anger. You're just seizing. Maybe it's at touching moments, like seeing a baby and chicks. Sometimes it's after painful injuries. Sometimes it's just at sad times. Sometimes it's at overwhelmingly happy times, and sometimes it's just unexplainable. You know, at times unpredictable and times predictable, I get overcome with emotion and I start to well up. And sometimes it's in a public forum. You've seen that happen here. Sometimes it's while I'm watching TV or reading a book. Sometimes I'm driving. Sometimes I can swallow deeply and suppress the tears that are about to flow. And I have no idea. Well, I do have an idea, but I still don't know really why. Why do I do that? I don't feel like I'm out of control, or maybe I just don't want to feel like I'm out of control. I'm sure that I have heard enough times in my life that garbage, that real men don't cry. And it really is garbage. Harmful, life-sucking garbage. Generations of people have been taught that emotions were to be hidden. We have a good German church. I know we're not German anymore, but our heritage is German, and the Germans don't express emotion. Unless it's anger, I guess, sometimes. But generations have been taught that emotions were to be hidden and that tears were a sign of weakness in the church and business. Politics, at school, on the playgrounds, everywhere. We have taught peer shaming. Even if we still don't do it today, I mean, there is to some extent, but we have taught that. And there needs to be a societal shift on that. A church shift as well. Because tears, laughter, emotional expressions are part of what it means to be alive. So please, when you feel yourself starting to well up, let the tears flow. Let your laughter be bold. Raise your hands during a time of worship, during a great song, maybe during the offertory today. Great time to do it. Clap when you just have to. I've said this many times in memorial services. Cry and laugh boldly. No tear shaming, folks. Because I know that when I don't hold it in, when I don't try to suppress the tears, it's marvelous, it's refreshing. If I can get past the embarrassment or uncomfortable feelings, it's a marvelous, refreshing thing. And I'm not saying that I'm always successful, because I am not. I'm not saying that I'll ever get better at it, but when I don't try to suppress the tears, it's good. It's like being able to breathe in fully and breathe out fully. It's life-giving. Mary Magdalene went to the tomb early. First day of the week. It was still dark outside. She discovered that the stone had been rolled away. And she ran and told Peter and John, who's not named, but it's John, that Jesus was gone, and she didn't know where the body was. And Peter and John ran to the empty tomb, and John ran faster. It wasn't a competition, although the writer of John apparently thought it was a competition. The two were running together, but the other disciple outran Peter and reached the tomb first. I can imagine giggles at some point. I got here first. Oh, wait a minute. This is supposed to be serious. They saw. They believed. They didn't understand exactly what had happened, and they went back to their homes. That verse in John, it's one of the short verses in the Bible where it says, and they all went to their houses. Yeah, John 20:10. Then the disciples returned to their homes. That's a good one to memorize. If you can do John 11:35, Jesus wept. That's the shortest. And this one, John 20:10, the disciples returned to their homes, or in some translations, and they all went to their houses. That's it. Be a great benediction, right? John 20:10, and they all went to their houses. They went back to their homes, but guess who didn't leave? Mary. Mary didn't leave. She just stood there crying, weeping. I know that two angels came and asked her why she was weeping. I know that at some point in the conversation with them, she realized she was talking to Jesus and that he was alive. And I am sure that Mary was still weeping. In another Easter morning, I've said this. I've tried to put into words somehow the emotions that Mary was feeling on that first Easter morning. Why are you weeping? I'm weeping because Jesus is dead, and I don't know where they took his body, and it's gone. And Peter and John just came and looked, and then they left, and I'm confused, and I'm angry, and I'm lost. And then even after she noticed that Jesus was there with her, I'm weeping because you weren't here and now you're here. I'm weeping because I'm thrilled and I'm confused and I'm angry and I'm grateful and I'm shaking and this is just too much. It's really you. You're alive. Cry and laugh boldly. Let the tears flow. Jesus is alive. He is risen, and today we celebrate. Today we rejoice. Today we play. And lots of emotions run through this day. Lots of emotions run through Easter. Every one of them is a legitimate reaction to the powerful, extraordinary experience of today. So experience those emotions boldly. Laugh, dance, smile, breathe deep, cry. You're all good. Every one of them. Oh, but Mary. Mary stood weeping. Amen.